Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Ms. Pat McAfee, and Donnie Baker calls in right after this.
Hello, everyone. I'm Chick McGee, and this is my first song. This is my posse. Hello, ladies. This is a song that's called... It's not called Chick. It's a song that I'm very familiar with. My life as a ladies' man. Oh, I heard that. Yes, take off your dress.
He can't get enough.
Tell me something I don't know.
He can't get enough.
Nastita.
Nastita. Nastita. Nastita. He can't get enough.
Yeah.
Nastita. Nastita.
Thank you very much. That's very good. I'd give that a right on, brother.
There you go.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry, I've lost you. I don't know what you're trying to say.
Can't get enough.
Oh yeah.
Nasty stuff.
I know my way around it.
Nasty stuff. He can't get enough. Nasty stuff.
Give me that tang.
Nasty stuff.
Are you ladies digging my rap? Oh, this is where we break it down. Oh, no, that's the next song, isn't it? You know, speaking of nasty stuff, I've never had a problem in that area. Everyone out there, put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen. Please.
What's up, baby?
N-A-S-T-Y. 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 How do we stop? Lay it on me, ladies.
He can't get enough.
Give it up.
Shaniqua.
He can't get enough.
Give it up for the Mac Daddy.
He can't get enough.
Nasty stuff.
Nasty stuff.
Give me some skin.
Nasty stuff.
Oh, my God.
Nasty stuff.
God.
He can't get enough.
Look at the size of those. This never happened before. Do you have a towel or a moist towel? Well, thanks for the bump and grind. I gotta bust a move. Peace out.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show, coast to coast and worldwide on American Forces Radio. Thanks for joining us. We have a handsome crew here in the studio.
Thank you.
That would include Jason running the equipment over there. Jason, thank you very much for joining us.
And due to popular demand, there's a picture of me, the real picture of me, the real in quotes, up on Twitter.
Okay. We
because yesterday's photo was objectionable.
Yesterday, a photograph was taken of Chick and Christy. Christy was wearing an unusual sweater that we thought perhaps she was wearing a padded brassiere.
You thought that?
Because of the
no
cold temperatures.
And
there
was no we.
Wear padded temperatures if it's cold. They
padded brassieres.
Or padded bras. They don't wear those for that reason.
But the point is, Christy looked great yesterday. We put a photograph of her up, and Chickster photobombed in the picture.
No, that's not a photobomb.
He is wearing
set it up that way.
He is wearing a Fred Flintstone Order of the Buffaloes, Water Buffaloes hat. And it just, he just looks in the photograph.
Good.
His eyes are drifting apart. He looks like he has no teeth. It's possibly the worst photograph I've ever seen.
A glass eye. My teeth aren't in.
I don't think we're,
Tom just said possibly the worst photograph I've ever seen.
I think that's a little much.
Of Chick. I mean, it's just, he just doesn't, it's a sad
photo. But have you seen the new one? Have you seen the new picture of me that I put up?
I'm looking for it right now.
It looks a lot like Chick.
A little bit.
And
it's me in quotes.
Well, you can see this. It's on our website. We've got it out there in the world of Twitter. In the meantime, in the studio, Ms. Pat, comedian, is here with us. And Mr. Pat
has
McAfee.
Never taken a bad photo, I don't think.
Tom, I'm not handsome.
Thank you.
No,
I
am a girl.
Oh, and I'm,
we're not handsome.
Well, no,
Tom.
A woman
and
can
I plucked my
to,
chin this morning.
Right.
Pat, do I look handsome?
No, but
I'm saying H-A-N-D-S-O-M. I'm a little country. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I thought you were saying Hanson, like the brothers.
Well,
the,
whatever, handsome. I'm not handsome.
She's a pretty gal. She's Miss Pat. You say you plucked your what?
Chin this morning.
You plucked
so you
your
wouldn't
chin.
See my hair.
Well, you have to tweeze out some hairs on the
that
chin.
That happens, Tom.
Yes, Tom. That's
yes.
called having ovaries that act up when you're over 40.
Mm. Me and Tom don't have this.
Well, it makes hair grow in other places.
Okay, I didn't need to hear that, but thank you.
Like your chin and areolas.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Plucking hairs from areolas. Isn't that a song that your brother's band does?
It's coming right up next month.
Plucking the hairs.
You don't pluck your hairs when you're areola. You shave them.
You shave your areolas.
Because it hurt. Okay, that's now, a sensitive area.
Miss Pat, since you brought up your areolas, you're one of the few women who's had your areolas shot off.
Yes.
Now, I want to have you explain this to Pat McAfee.
No.
You have actually had your nipple shot off.
Yes, in a drive-by shooting, Tom.
No, Miss Pat's lived a very street life.
Yes.
She is urban. You were a drug dealer at one point, although not a drug user, so at least you got
like,
a half right.
You sound like that lady who was giving the speech after Obama last night. The State of the Union rebuttal, I guess that's what you call it. That's how you say it.
If you recall earlier this morning, I told you
not to go anywhere.
Don't
that's
go
what
anywhere.
You said. That's right.
This show
yes,
is going
I've
to
had
be
a rough
something.
Life, Pat. I got I shot two times and hit by a dump truck.
Oh, boy.
You've been shot in the head and you've been shot in the boob.
Yes.
But they sewed the nipple back on. And it still works, right?
It just grew back on. I was 15.
Okay.
My jeans were strong at that time.
Okay, good. Now, is the one that was shot off, does it still sport some hair?
Yeah, that's the one that grew all the hair.
Okay,
it itch all the time, Tom.
Okay, just checking.
You want me to send you a selfie?
No, that would be.
Wow. Send him a Snapchat.
Maybe I can look at it when I want to wake up while driving late at night.
These things are real, Tom. It smells like feet in the middle.
Okay. I didn't need to hear that. I did not need to hear that.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show. Who's this?
Bob and Tom, it's Donnie.
Thank God.
Donnie, I'm glad you called. I just found out that Ms. Pat's boobs smell like feet in the middle.
Don't repeat it.
Oh, thanks for that.
When you gross out Donnie Baker, Pat, you've really that's a big victory.
Is it true you've been shot twice, like in the head and the nipple?
Yes.
I didn't know if that was like a bourbon legend or true. Hell, you took more lead than Tupac then. I don't think any of his were direct hits. Hey, I heard you talking about different band names and stuff.
Yeah, it's because Pat McAfee's here. Pat's brother is a real cool guy, and he is the drummer in a metal band, and they're called Outlined in Blood.
They ain't nearly as good as Mucus Plug. I bet if they get played on the same ticket together, you'd sell out anywhere.
Yeah.
Did you hear the big news about bands?
No.
This just happened. Motley Crue is calling it quits.
Right.
Yep. I don't buy this stunt for a second, though, Tom. They'll be back just like the McRib. This is what most hair bands do when they get desperate. You basically got a couple options. You can either puss out and start playing movie soundtracks at Super Bowl parties like Bon Jovi and Aerosmith,
mm-hmm.
or you can keep rocking until the band dry rots like Riot, Def Leppard, or Whitesnake.
Uh-huh.
And notice how the real hair bands are named after deadly reptiles. See, it's like some of these bands forget what it was like when they had balls on stage. You can't tell me Motley Crue is better now than when Nikki Sixx are snorting blows in and drinking paint thinner. There's no way.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's true.
Donnie, you're such a dick.
When Donnie's right, he's right.
Sure, it's fine for two-thirds of them. Nikki Sixx is on the radio now. Tommy Lee could sell pony rides on his pork sword. Vince Neil's got a few years left before he'll need a bandana like Brent Michaels.
Uh-huh.
But what in the hell is Mick Mars going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a great guitar player, though.
I guess I'll have to go back to being lead singer for the Pretenders. I mean, they can't all... you know? And
I didn't think
country.
It was possible to insult Chrissy Hynde more than that.
Oh, my gosh.
No, they just can't all go country like Hootie did. I mean, same with Van Halen. They broke up. They called it quits. Had the Hell Freezes Over tour twice. But the fact remains, they've sucked ever since David Lee Roth got male pattern baldness. I swear to God that's true. Think about it. He used to do 10-foot toe touches in them MTV jump videos. And me and Scotty Winkler used to imitate him on his cousin's trampoline, and we got even higher than he did because Scotty had Reebok pumps and I had the Converse with React Juice in them.
Wow.
So you can imagine, it's hard to repeat that now 20 years later in a pair of low-top Pumas, but I have more respect for bands who don't announce their retirement,
yeah?
Like some old linebacker who just can't do it anymore. I mean, what excuse do any of these bands have with Keith Richards still rocking at his age?
Sure, good point.
I mean, hell, he makes the faces of meth billboards look good. That's why I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They take breaks, but they don't break up. Plus, their drummer looks like Will Ferrell. I say these bands.
He does.
He does look like
and
Will
he's
Ferrell.
A great drummer, too.
Chad,
these bands
Smith.
That have fake retirements and countless tours that are farewell tours should be forced to camp out for concert tickets so we don't have to.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, hey, Gene, put on a makeup and get me four by the beer garden, Dick. Hey, Axel, I know the sign says they'll open the window at 10, but I hope they don't lift them blinds until 4, dickface. Oh, I'm so glad he got fat. He put on so much weight, it's like Guns N' Roses broke up, but added another member. I gotta go.
Thanks, Donnie. We have some music. Miss Pat audience. And Pat McAfee are here today.
I have no idea these bands y'all talking about.
Well, I thought you said you wanted to do some dancing, Pat.
No crew?
Only if the
she
other Pat scratch me.
Girls.
I'm getting old. I can't just walk straight in the studio and dance.
Oh, here we go. Oh.
Everybody knows this one.
Go, Pat!
Now, Pat, why were you holding your left hand over your groin?
I flipped my pants earlier.
Okay.
Go,
Pat.
Your pants last time.
Your thighs rubbed together.
He's SpongeBob. He ripped my
really
pants.
Can't see.
I ripped my pants.
Go, Pat. Drop it like it's hot.
You're actually.
Go, wash the feet.
Go.
Wash the feet.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Sexy, Pat.
I know.
Well, you can do the. You can almost do. Yeah, the moonwalk there.
Moonwalk.
The spin.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
good.
I can move. If you had this cart. If you had this longer.
Plastic.
Uh-huh.
You got the moonwalk
over.
Down.
Y'all, yeah. Pat can dance.
Yeah. I told you. You're looking white, Pat.
Oh, you're not
you're
white,
very
Pat.
Good.
I'm gonna have to twerk with you.
Oh, now we're talking.
You're gonna have to help me up out of the first twerk.
It's all right. I'm getting older.
You know
as well.
What twerking is, don't you, Tom?
I do indeed. Yes.
Yeah. Do we have like blurred lines or something?
I would love to hear. I would love to hear Tom say it's a hip gyration.
ladies. It's more of a. It's more of a butt flogging kind of.
Butt flogging.
Butt flogging.
Once again. I said earlier, don't go anywhere.
Oh my God, Tom! Yeah, I need to take you home with
shaking,
me, Tom.
Shaking your buttocks.
Start
for
recording, possibly if you have to leave the room.
What in the hell is a
get out of your
flogging? Is like
flogging.
A,
flogging
like
means
whipping.
To hit.
You know, it's like they're never mind. Very
spanking?
Very popular. Word twerking wasn't around. Till a couple, what is it, a couple years old, and now it's everywhere.
But we've been twerking since.
Yeah, long time.
Oh, yeah, twerking.
My mama
around.
Used to twerk.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, but I don't know when the word twerk entered the vocabulary.
Long time.
Long
I've been going to
ago.
Adult.
Yeah.
I've been going to adult ballets with some of my teammates.
I thought you were going to say adult clubs.
Adult ballets.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, I just like to call it ballets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. For a long time, where I happen to be the only Caucasian human in the
Do
building.
You ever go to adult fat girl clubs?
There's
one in Atlanta.
I was at
Strictly Fat Girls?
Yeah, you have to be at least 300 pounds and be able to hit a full split.
Oh, come on. What are they have
I'm
a,
not lying.
They have a scale?
My husband used
they have a scale?
There has to be some sort of prejudice there, I think.
That's
some
a specific...
men like to sneak and watch fat girls in two pieces.
Really?
Well, the problem with these adult ballets I'd go to with my teammates is usually the white guys that go there.
Uh-huh.
I guess they're older men who usually enjoy very large women.
Uh-huh.
So I'd go in there with my teammates, and there's nothing wrong with that. But all of the very big girls would instantly come right over to me.
Because they know you're going to tip.
No, because, yeah.
they thought that's what you were
They
into.
Thought the white guy was here for to get, like, smothered on me. Yeah. You know?
So I'll smother you.
Oh, boy. I was offered that plenty of times.
See the feet comment earlier.
Yeah, I was offered it plenty
well,
of times.
Well, I watched them this morning.
Once
but you
again,
might get some crumbs
Miss,
in
Miss Pat
them.
Suggested that the aroma between her breasts is the similar to that of old
the
feet.
The aroma.
I don't know if old was used, but
sorry.
Did you say old?
But they've been twerking. Oh, they've been twerking for a long time.
No,
it's
no.
Been happening
when
for
you
a long time.
When you go to these clubs, Pat, do you yeah. Do you get a?
I don't go anymore.
Okay. Did you get a particular? Was there a particular me. Song that you like to see the ladies dance to? Or?
No, no. I usually just kept my mouth shut. We would go there to literally eat, though. Like we go to eat.
Ooh.
Some of the best wings in a lot of cities.
Well, how do you think the girls got so big?
Some of the best yeah. wings in a lot sure. of cities are at adult ballets.
They are.
That is
I
a
hear
very
that all
true story. Yeah, it's a very true story.
Yes.
So we would go, you know, eat some wings, and it was just like a show was happening, you know? But I could never just spectate like my teammates could because I would always get, like, approached by...
The ladies would come up, they'd want to do a lap dance on you?
Yeah, like, oh, white guy's here.
Was they black?
Who's our
was
biggest...
Was they black ballets?
Yeah, yeah. Halloween? I was the only Caucasian in the entire building.
They see that you look like you go that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're like, let's...
You've been touched by
who's
the
our biggest
side.
Girl? Okay, send her to the white guy right over there. I mean, that was literally the case. Huh. And all my teammates would get like, the bouncers would be like, come on in, come on in, come on in. You, stop. Let's see your ID, please. I'm with them, man. Like, no, they need your ID. And it's $20 to get it. I'm like, I'm with them. They didn't pay a thing. They're in the NFL. So am I. Ha ha. Good one, white guy. That was always the conversation.
Yeah, the sad thing is the coaches feel the same way when he gets to the complex. I'm sorry, we need your ID.
Yeah, I understand where
Do
you're
you guys
coming
get
from.
An ID card, an NFL player ID card that you
yeah.
can?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah, let me show
yet. Oh.
No, we're talking with Pat McAfee from the NFL.
The union has
punter,
card,
kicker,
right?
holder.
Yeah, like people always say, oh, pull the NFL. Oh, you're going to pull the NFL card? I've never used it in my entire life. Well.
You thinking?
I don't think I've ever used it in my entire life. I've had a friend use it that I was with him.
Okay.
Because there was a long line. And he was like...
So this is so you can prove that you're the NFL, so you get into Studio 54.
Yeah, so what this is supposed to
yeah,
do
that's right.
is supposed to, like, it gives us...
I heard it.
I didn't, yeah.
You remember Studio 54 back in...
You need the footnote.
79.
Welcome to Footnotes on today's Bob and Tom Show.
Yeah.
Studio 54 was a famous, 70s...
Listen to that music!
70s era disco...
Yes.
That the likes of
Andy Warhol.
Andy, if you wanted to hang out with
Bianca
Liza
Jagger.
Minnelli and Peter Allen and do cocaine.
Peter Allen?
Whoa, whoa. When my baby, when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio. Desero. Turn over the stool. Get three bodies and
Hey, hold on real quick. Peter Allen.
Can I leave now?
I know, right?
Peter
Please
Allen.
Play
Peter
something.
Allen,
I'm,
you may
I'm
leave.
Used to.
Peter Allen was an
I'm
Australian.
I'm so uncomfortable.
So anyways, this card is for you get a free ride if you're in the right city at the right time. If you're drunk, you call this number.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's supposed to be for that. So you show your card. You're like, hey, I got this card. You know,
and three guys in black suits and black ties and black glasses, sunglasses come in and pick you up in a sedan and take you.
It's a smart idea. Keep.
I hate to
trouble.
Tell you, Pat, but yours expired.
No, no. I know. I don't have my new one. I don't know where my new one's at.
He's a free agent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it may say Detroit Lions on it the way things are going.
He might be working at a Foot Locker in April.
I might be working at an adult ballet. Really, so.
You might be managing big black girls.
We have Pat McAfee here in the studio with us, along with Ms. Pat, comedian. And we have been playing some dance music. Now, Pat, do you like what music do you like to dance to? Do you like to dance to Michael Jackson? Was that appropriate for you?
That was appropriate for
you
me.
Like
but
that?
I can't dance right now. I just got over a broken toe.
A broken
Don't
toe?
Hold you back.
Broken toe's going to keep you from twerking? Come on, all you got to do is move your booty.
It's not that easy.
Yeah, have you ever tried it?
That could
Look
have
at
been,
my booty. I'm 302.
That could have been the whitest.
Yes.
All you have to do is
move your booty.
I believe they say gyrate the booty.
The only way to make that.
Can you hold my booty and twerk it for her?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.